Did you expect such a quick turnaround, Frank, when Jim McGuinness came in? Because we were at a very low ebb this time last year, and now we find ourselves in an Ulster final. It's going to be sold out. The buzz around the county is back again. Did you think it was going to happen so quick with Jim at the helm that we would find ourselves in this position?
Yeah, I suppose definitely. You probably always expected an improvement, definitely, whenever Jim took over. And I suppose, as you said, they were Donegal were in Ulster final there in 2022 and probably lost the Ulster final in 2020 as well. So I suppose the players have probably been always kind of thereabouts this past number of years. But definitely when the draw was made, I suppose, going away to Derry, you know, and with facing a possible game against, you know, Tyrone Monaghan maybe or Tyrone in the semi final, it was kind of going to be a huge improvement in order to get back to Clonus. But fair play to the, you know, the players and management that are putting in the work. They've got themselves back into Ulster final day in Clonus, and I know from working with Jim before, the Ulster final is always going to be that number one priority at the beginning of every year.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. What's it like preparing for an Ulster final under Jim McGuinness? What's it like in the days leading up to an Ulster final, Frank?
Yeah, I suppose it's just the preparation days, you know, they're probably not something that's stick in your memory. You know, you're so focused and so consumed with, you know, your preparation and thinking towards the game and what your roles are, what possible scenarios could play out. But again, I suppose with the training behind all the players and the preparation they've done, I've no doubt that they're going to be enjoying it, because they're going to be, I suppose, going into the game full of confidence and probably full of belief in their own ability and probably their own preparation that they've done up until this point. And I suppose the only one thing you probably always hope is that things go your way on the day and you get to show what preparation and what hard work that you've put in up until this point. And I've no doubt, I suppose, when Donegal get to the Ulster final, I'd be hoping they'll be putting their best foot forward from word go.
Yeah. You've had some big days for Donegal and some disappointing ones as well, Frank. And listen, you met Armagh on regular occasions. So you did. There are always huge games when you come across the Orchard County.
Yeah, I suppose every game, regardless whether that's, I suppose, been kind of Cup or National Football League or indeed Championship, you know, anytime you meet Armagh, you're always going to be challenged. So yeah, and it's no different to the Armagh of nowadays as well. You know, themselves and Donegal have met twice previous, you know, between the league and the National Football League, you know, and there's only been a point between the two teams. And I suppose when you get to an Ulster final, you very rarely get them handy. You know, the scoreboard might reflect an easy one, but there's no game going to be won easy in Ulster final day, and the hard work just has to be put in, especially the beginning of the game, just to get settled in. And I've no doubt both Armagh and Donegal will be, I suppose, gearing towards that first 10, 15 minutes to get settled into the game and put their mark on the game.
Yeah, because they're always feisty affairs that we've seen previously. But when you're going into a game of this magnitude now, is the pressure more so on Armagh, do you think, Frank, the fact that they haven't actually had provincial success under Kieran McGeaney, and Donegal's quite happy to enter this Ulster final with that sort of pressure not on the shoulders?
Well, I suppose, yeah, probably looking at it from a neutral point of view, you know, that the improvement in Donegal since Jim's taken over has been massive. So it has, and I suppose unless Armagh won on Sunday, probably people are going to point and say there hasn't been much progress made in Armagh this year. Whereas I suppose if Donegal come out on the losing side on Sunday, people are going to point towards the change and the progress that has already been made, and they have something there to build on into the Sam Maguire Championship, into the All Ireland Championship afterwards. But and saying that, that's only going to be from neutrals looking in each camp respectively. You know, they're both going to be going expecting to win this game. Donegal, having defeated Derry and Tyrone, are certainly not going to want to let an Ulster title slip after going to Derry and beating Derry in their backyard, and then coming out against Tyrone in a tough battle. And the same is going to be said for Armagh. They do realise, you know, having lost last year's final, you know, that they're probably desperate to get over the line in a final, and, you know, losing the league final narrowly to Donegal is probably going to be an extra incentive for them to really go at this game. And, you know, I suppose any game Armagh step out onto the pitch, they go with that aggression, and no doubt they're going to be coming with huge aggression and physicality again come Sunday, and it's probably something that Donegal's going to be well prepared for.
What's impressed you about Donegal this year, Frank? Who's sort of stood out for you? They're going into this game unbeaten, which is in a nice place to be, so it is.
I suppose it's probably the most impressive thing is you know, taking the two championship games to date and looking solely on them. I think it's just the fact that, you know, both days, you know, some of our more senior players, you know, like Ryan McHugh and those, really stood up in the first day out. But I suppose in the Tyrone game as well, you know, we had match winners and we had people, you know, trying to get up the field and play a huge part in the game. You know, there was nobody taking a back seat on the team. All 15 on the pitch were going forward and we're going to try and win the game. I suppose that could be epitomised, I suppose, in the equalising point in normal time. You know, you had Mark Curran up challenging with the goalkeeper and the ball breaking to Brendan McCall for the equalising point. And it shows that, I suppose, the drive was coming from all over the pitch. You know, and probably an individual perspective, you know, the likes of Jason McGee and Keelan McGonigal have been huge about the middle of the field. You know, Jason especially against Tyrone there. And I suppose a massive time when Tyrone were probably 3 points in front. You know, we come up with two great scores, you know, to bring Donegal back into the game. And it's probably small moments like that are going to decide the winning and the losing of big games. And so far, I suppose that's the most impressive thing. We've had the big players, you know, that stood up at the big times and games, and hopefully that'll be the same come Sunday.
You mentioned the All-Ireland series there, Frank. Does that have any sort of impact on the way the teams are preparing for this game? Some might throw it up, it's easier to be in this group when you go to the All-Ireland series, so you're better off in this group. Is that any factor at all in it?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe it could be spoken about outside of the respective camps, but I think when you're in if you're in that Armagh panel or that Donegal panel, and part of that, it's the furthest thing probably from your mind, you know. And I suppose as someone who's won an Ulster medal, you know, the boost that you get from winning Ulster, you know, I don't think it really matters what group you head into. If you're heading into a group as Ulster champions, you're in the right place. So you are. The difference is day and night in winning and losing that Ulster final. So it is, and sometimes it can be a huge challenge to recover from it. So I don't think the draw or the prospective groups that you could possibly end up in will have any bearing on what preparation or what mindset any of those players will have going into the game on Sunday.
But if you do go into the All-Ireland series as Ulster champions, Frank, you carry serious momentum, so you do.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and the confidence that you're going to garner among the group, you know, from, you know, Donegal, you know, it's back in 2019, and for some of these players, they have already Ulster medals, but for some of these players, they're going for their first Ulster medal, you know, and there's a good mix of experience in the camp, and, you know, getting that, I suppose, Ulster medal that they can probably, you know, call their own as a group, you know, that they've achieved together, and especially the route that Donegal have come through in the Ulster Championship, you know, that it's going to do them, you know, no end of good, you know, with an Ulster medal in their back pocket heading into the All-Ireland series.
We don't have a crystal ball, Frank, but going into this game, how can you see it panning out? Who's going to be lifting that cup at the end?
I can see both teams, you know, they've come off maybe, you know, both teams have come through semi-finals that probably haven't set the world alight performance-wise or entertainment-wise, you know, with regards to free-flowing football. And I would love to say that I can see it being an open game and free-flowing football, but I just don't think it's going to pan out that way. I think both these counties and teams are probably desperate to win the Ulster title, you know, and it might show that desperation or that desire to win a game, you know, in the first 10 minutes where it could be a bit of a cagey affair. But I do think with the players on the pitch and the physicality of the players, I do think that midfield battle is going to be huge. You know, Tyrone probably didn't press as much in the Donegal kick out in the semi-final, and I suppose on the other end then down Armagh was pretty cagey as well, where they didn't really leave themselves open at the back line. But I'm looking forward to those big moments in the first 15-20 minutes of the second half, when the game hopefully will still be in the melting pot, and what team's really going to open up and go for it. And that's probably the one positive I think with Donegal, you know, even when they were behind against Tyrone, they were still going forward, you know, with huge drive and huge pace, trying to get the scores, and inevitably that's what probably won them the game in extra time. They kept going forward for the scores.
Listen, Frank, many thanks for joining us, and we're all hoping, of course, for a Donegal win at the weekend. Enjoy the football in Clonus, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much, Arsene. Thank you.